time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me. He's at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer, and we get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Christine Boone is on the phone from Terre Haute, Indiana. Christine, thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Christine, what's your musical background?
I am a professor of music theory at Indiana State University, and I'm also a vocalist. I got my undergraduate degree in voice performance, and I sing in a band with my husband, and I sing recitals whenever I have a chance to.
Ah, so it sounds like you do classical and non-classical.
Yeah.
So what kind of range of music do you sing?
I prefer classical art songs, and my husband's band has got me doing some rather interesting popular arrangements that I'm trying to get more comfortable on.
So, like, just covers of pop tunes?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah. We're doing a Battle of the Bands tomorrow, and I'm singing a Black Sabbath song, actually.
Excellent. Well, I don't know. Will your classical training come in handy for that at all?
Oh, gosh. No, not the way we're doing it.
Well, Christine, Bruce is at the piano. He's all set to go. He'll play a piano puzzler. Your job, of course, will be twofold, to try to guess the tune that may be hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on something, you can call on me and I can offer whatever brainstorming help I can. But the piano puzzler is really for you. So here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
All right, I'm ready. Oh, gosh.
Wow. I don't think we've ever had a piano puzzler quite like that one.
I don't think so. And it's almost 10 years now, just about. And not really. I have to say, I did know that you have a doctorate in music theory, so mm-hmm. I decided to give you a hard one.
Well, I don't recognize the tune in there, but I believe the composer that you're going for is Schoenberg.
You are extremely close.
Oh, darn.
No. You're so close that it's pretty much acceptable. It's one of the triumvirate. The only reason I would say someone else is that it's got some little quotes and things from a particular piece. But basically, Schoenberg, I would consider that a plus. But if you can go
okay.
just one...
Well, if it were between Webern and Berg, I'm going to go with Berg only
yes.
because Webern's works tend to be more sparse in
yes.
texture than that.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So we're talking about Alban Berg.
Alban Berg.
Who
yes.
was a student of your first guest, Arnold Schoenberg.
That's
okay,
right.
Yeah.
And I would say that's great. I mean, that's fantastic. And as I was working on this one, I even thought, how do I make sure that this is Berg and not Schoenberg so that people know? And part of it is because there are some quotes and some gestures and a few harmonic moments from Berg's piano sonata. But that's the only way you might really know.
Yeah, and I'm more familiar with his vocal works, actually, not the piano sonata.
Right. You probably know Lulu and Wozzeck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, you got right to the time and place, Vienna, beginning of the 20th century, and the second composer you named was the composer Bruce Adolph had in mind. So very well done.
Thank you.
So we're still left with the hidden tune.
Okay, well, I think now that that's out of the way, it might be a lot easier to get this tune, which is just sitting there. The first two bars do not have the tune.
Okay.
I think you probably know it. You can never be sure. Here we go.
Gosh, you know, I'm hearing a tune, and I don't know if it's familiar to me at all.
What is the tune that you're hearing?
Da, 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 da,
that's right. That's right.
I'm... yeah. I'm attempting to recall...
Uh-huh. Fred knows it.
Attempt to recall a certain time of year...
I know the title of a song, and I don't know this song. Like, try to remember...
That's it. That's the title of the song. That is the title of the song.
Okay.
Stop right there.
I actually don't know that song, strangely enough.
I'm sorry, but you do. Because you sang it, and then you got the title. How could you not know it?
Well, I recognize that that is the title of a song. Like, I feel like I've heard that title before, but not heard that... I don't know.
I would say in a court of law, you cannot say that you do not know this song and get away with it. Was green and grain,
yeah,
was yellow. Yeah, you do know.
From the musical...
The Fantastics.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Yeah, it's Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Try to remember the time of September, whatever the month, the time, I don't know. When grass was green and grain was yellow. And then at the end, it does follow, 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 follow.
Ah.
So it goes here... And disappears, which of course recalls Wozzeck a little bit because it ends with the hip-hop. I mean, not the hip-hop. The kid sings hip-hop, and it didn't mean that then.
Yeah. So, the song, Try to Remember, from the musical The Fantastics, rewritten in the style of composer Alban Berg. Christine, you did a great job. You got the composer. You found your way to the tune as well. And for playing the piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score of that classic puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Christine, how do you hear the piano puzzler?
I listen to the podcast.
Aha. So online at performancetoday.org, you signed up for the Puzzler podcast.
Yes.
Christine Boone from Terre Haute, Indiana, thank you so much for playing the puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.